This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Thanks, everyone, for joining. We had a very nice chazara last week on Thursday. An epic chazara, 37-minute shiur. We're going to try to mikan haba, keep it to the regular time, you know. We're continuing in Simen Kuf Samach Beis Sivches. Natal yaday achas v'shifshifa b'roishai. Let's say you washed one hand and you rubbed it on his head. What does that mean? Says the commentary, Perish kidei lenagva, to dry it. Ofikach le'nitma yaday. You didn't scratch your head, you just rubbed on your head. You needed to dry your hand. You had two choices. You could have used the towel that's been used since Oig Malach HaBashan, that has a collection of, you know, all the germs from prehistoric times until today. Or you could rub it on your head. So you made the wise decision to rub your hand on your head to dry it. You're not scratching it. It doesn't become tamei from rubbing your head. Or against the wall. And then you touch that water that came from your hand that's on your head. You're tamei. Presumably the case is you wash mayim rishonim. Mayim rishonim is matai your hands, but the water is tamei. And then you wipe the water on your hair. You wiped it on the wall. If you then touch it, your hands are tamei. Because that tamei water goes back and is matame the hand that touched it. Afagav dechol kama duloy shivshef metarim bishivshef. Even though until you rub your hands together, your hands become tahar by rubbing them. Hashta dechazar v'naga, but now that you went and you touched that water, gara, it's worse. Uchvar nizbar, it's already been explained, shahashoyfech revias ka'achas, that if you pour revias at one time, you got nothing to worry about. Eina b'chalal kol elu, you don't have any of these problems. The ein shamayim tmeim klal. If you use a revias of water, there is no tamei water at all. Okay. Says the Mishnah Brura, not al yaday achas, if you washed one hand. Aforesh klal inyan shel sifzeh. Let me give you a little intro to explain the subject of this sif. Hine mevayar le'elbis sif beiz dehanoito yadav tzarech lishbech mayim rishayinim ashniyim. We learned earlier that when you wash your hands, you got to pour the first waters and the second waters. Vaharishayinim and the first waters, metaharim hayadayim, purify the hands. Vehem atzman tameim, the hands themselves are tamei. Vashniim metaharim, and the second ones, the second waters, purify the water. Verak b'shafach revius b'vasach, it's only if you pour revius at once. Al yadav ein sarach l'shniim l'rayva poiskim. According to most poiskim, if you pour a revius, you don't even need mayim shniim. By the way, earlier on in Sivkatan Chaf Aleph, the Mishnah Brura brought, even though Rav Poiskim hold that when you pour Mayim Rishonim or Revius, you don't need Mayim Shniim, there are Poiskim that recommend it, and therefore Lechatchila, even if you wash the Revius of Mayim Rishonim, which we do, you should still wash Mayim Shniim, which we also do. We try to wash Mayim Shniim. V'kasav kan ha-mechaber. Here the Mechaber is saying, Dim nata rak Mayim Rishonim levad. If you only did Mayim Rishonim uva pachas merevius, less than revius. For example, the Shaar Tzion says, the Kli only contained a revius, but you didn't pour the whole thing on one hand, because one revius is enough for two hands. So if you only washed less than revius for Mayim Rishonim, the water is tamei. Im kinach oisam, if you wipe them, nitaru yadav, then your hands are tar, af b'loi mayim shniim, even if you didn't use mayim shniim. We know that already. Now the Dershu brings from the Chazon Ish that the simple mashmois of the Shulchan Aruch, that if you washed with Mayim Rishayim less than Ravias, that somehow this would have been a good netila had you not wiped it on your head and then touched it, the Chazon Ish says is a tema, because even according to the poiskim that hold you could wash with less than Ravias, lo nishlama taras hayadayim, until you wash twice. The Chazon Ish says that if you wash the first time less than Ravias, your hands are tamei. I don't understand what the Chazon Ish is saying over here. That's not what we learned at all in anything in the last 3 weeks of Mishnah Berurah. Well, according to what we learned, if you wash Mayim Rishonim less than Ravias, your hands are tahar. The only thing is, the water is tameh. So the Chazon Ish is challenging the Shulchan Aruch. He's saying, no, that shouldn't be. Your hands shouldn't be tahar. But I'm just pointing out, there's a reason the Shulchan Aruch said it this way, because this is consistent with everything we've learned until now. Namely, you're not technically required to use a ravias of water to be metayer your hands. The only thing you need a ravias for is to avoid having tameh water. Okay? So the Chazon Ish is not happy with this, but this is the shita of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Kivan Shia. Now, so im kinach oisam nitaru yadav af beloy mayim shniim. If you wipe them, your hands are tahar even without mayim shniim. Kivan shiyadai atzmai nitaru b'mayim rishonim levad, since your hand became tahar with the mayim rishonim alone. V'rak im chazar v'naga b'mei akinuach nitmu yadam ehem. It's only if you go and you touch this water, your hands become tamei. V'ayim v'ber halacha shebiyarnu d'haynu b'dieved. You do need mayim shniyim. It's only b'diavad this would work. Now, get a load of this. The dersha brings to the Chazon Ish that what if you touch the netilas yadayim water of your friend who wash mayim rishayim yadav tameis? That's only if your friend washed correctly. So he washed his hands with less than ravias. The water is tamei. If you touch it, your hands are tamei. But what if your friend is clueless? He's got band-aids all over his hands for minor boo-boos, you know? And he's got other chatzitzas on his hand, and he washed like a third of his hand. You know, people get confused between mayim achroinim and mayim rishonim. Mayim achroinim, they think is only for I don't know what. They follow toisus, right? They follow a toisus that they once heard about. So they don't do mayim achroinim. Mayim rishonim, they wash them. Chazon Ish says, if you touch that water, your hands are not tamei. That's not netil sidayim water. That's not called Natil Siyadayim water. Which is, in a way, part of the reason why, according to Mishnah Berurah, we're not really so concerned about the last guy who washed Natil Siyadayim before. Mimanav Shach. If the guy did it right, he used a Ravias. There's nothing to worry. If the guy is like, you know, clueless, he's washing the, you know, part of his hand, according to Chazon Ish, it's not Matame at all. It's not called Natil Siyadayim water. You know, he's paying tribute to the ancient custom of the Hebrews who used to wash until Siyadayim. He's like a guy who brings a phone into shul. So he's not actually davening. He's just paying tribute to the ancient custom of the Hebrews that used to go to shul and daven. The guy's not, he's not attempting to daven. It's like, you know, the women who wear a doily on their head. They're paying tribute to the custom of, the ancient custom of covering your hair. They're not trying to cover. The guy's on his phone by davening. He's not even paying tribute to the ancient custom. I'll give the guy who washes a third of his hand. I'm only doing this because I have time. It's a short day. But anyway, so that's the Chazon Ish. However, what if you touch a wet shmata that other people dried their hand on? Are you worried that maybe some of the previous people did not wash kedin? He said, no, because if they didn't wash kedin, that's not called mei netila. Chazon Ish says you don't have to worry about touching those things. Now, happens to be touching those things is sakanas nefashas. That's a different story, you know. I wouldn't recommend touching it. However, he brings from the Shevet HaLevi that in public areas or any place sharam mitsuyim sham, there are definitely people shlei nizaru. You're not allowed to wipe your hand on that towel. You're not allowed to, because you have to be worried that somebody didn't wash properly. But if only one or two people wash, you don't have to be choshesh. You could assume they washed with the revius. Okay. Now, what's this guy doing? He's touching his head. Says Mishmaru Bereishai, Besarei Shabreishai, the hair on his head. V'afim Naga Bezeya. What if he's touched sweat? V'afim Naga Bezeya Tzarech Netil Shenis. Even though if you touch sweat, you need to wash again. Kol Kaman Mishim Kuf Samach Dalet. Shani Hachis She'inim Mechachich Bein HaSa'oris Mokam Hazeh. He's not scratching his head. Ela Mekaneach Yodav Melmala. He's just wiping on top. Uchamay Shemefarish HaMetzayin B'Ramah. Like the Metzayin of the Ramah explained. Wow, do you know what kind of siyata d'shmaya this is? Last night, we were learning Shulchan Aruch. We happened to point out that in the Ramah, when the Ramah says Yesh Oimrim, and afterwards in parentheses it says Smak B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, we said those words are not the words of the Ramah. Who is it? I don't know. Somebody. So now, today, this morning, we're learning who that somebody is. Who's this somebody? His name is HaMetzayim B'Divrei Ramah. That's his name. HaMetzayim B'Ramah. Now you know that that these parentheses, Perish Kedei LaNagva, or does he mean this is the Ramah? See, this is an even bigger chiz. I would have thought maybe this is the Ramah talking. No, this is not the Ramah talking. This is the Mitzayin in the Ramah.
Doesn't say Hagah.
It doesn't say Hagah, right? So who is it? Who is this mystery? He was an anonymous Mitzayin.
I heard once it was the Shach. I heard that once.
Who did you hear it from?
Unverified information.
Who did you hear that from?
The Kailal, that's what they said.
Which Kailal is this?
It was a while ago.
Okay. Shkayach.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.